Hello?
Yes, hi Deborah, it's Ruth.
Hi,
Hi.
yes, we got disconnected. Yeah, some
Yeah.
kind of way my phone, my cheek hit the button.
No, that's okay. Yeah. So I just wanted to discuss with you. I see you called into our agency looking for a new home care, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay, so I'll be glad to assist you. So first of all, I'm gonna explain to you the intake process, how it works. Okay, so your brother's gonna be the caregiver?
Yes.
Okay. So what we will need before we can actually start is that we will need your brother to be all set with us, meaning there's going to be some paperwork for him to do. And then the second
Okay.
part is that we'll need to get in touch with your insurance company, Keystone, and get the authorization.
Okay.
Okay. So once these two things are done, we can start. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you have your brother's phone number?
Yes. I also wanted to know
Sure.
if they are you going to be the one to be working with me with my insurance company to see about they thought that I was going to have a lot of hours, and so I don't know, the lady that came out put down for 7 days a week, so they have them coming back and forth for 2 and 3 hours because it's only 25 hours. And then I wanted to see about how, well, I don't know what they based it on, but I have several conditions, like a brain aneurysm condition, and I'm having delays or falls, and I have high blood pressure and sugar that is my complications. But I have other little things too, but they gave me 5 hours a day, which is okay. But I was thinking like more like seven, but I know it's up to them. But I just was like, the least I was thinking maybe was 7 hours because of my conditions. Like I just had a pinched nerve, so on the side of my leg, like I haven't been able to walk since September. I fell on the cement and bust my head and stuff, but it
Wow.
just didn't come open. And recently they want to check my thyroid for cancer. Like I have a lot of stuff going on and stuff.
Right, I see.
I don't know when they came out. Maybe it was somebody that came out and what they told them, or whether my medical insurance just gave me that amount of hours. But I was thinking like it was going to be at least 7 hours or
Oh,
something.
wow.
Like,
That's disappointing that
yeah.
you got less.
Right.
So,
That
yeah.
was the less I thought I was going to get.
Oh,
Like,
wow.
because I need the help with prepare for food and just helping going and up and down the steps or getting into the bath, because I have a bad leg that will just go out on me at any time. Like, I don't have no, so I walk with a cane and a walker, you know, and sometimes I can walk without it, but I need it because of my leg is just not healed. So that was
Right.
another one of my concerns about that, and seeing what they could do with me not getting the amount of hours I request. They did it for 7 days for 3 hours, and he lives like a not that far away, but like, you know, the comfort, it's not much he can do for 3 hours. I mean, he can do things, but I need more care than for him to come in like for 3 hours a day.
Right. Okay, so I'll explain to you how it works and what you can do. So the insurance company, Keystone, they're in charge of how many hours you have. So how it works is that they send someone down, right? You went through their process and they ask you questions, they look at you, and then they determine how many hours you need. You know, sometimes they're inaccurate with their estimation and they don't give a good, amount. So you can always appeal to them. Tell them that you want another assessment because you really need more hours. And then they'll send someone
Okay.
else down and you're going to tell them all that you just told me. Okay, explain everything to them, all your needs and, when you need how much help you need and all of that. So hopefully they'll give you more hours. So
Okay.
that's the insurance. Now, in the meantime, we can still, you know, get this started and start with how many hours you have now. And then eventually,
okay,
once they approve you for more, we can just, you
okay
know, update that.
Okay.
Okay, how does that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay, good. So did you understand what I just explained?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have your service coordinator's phone number so you can reach out to them? No,
I don't even have. Oh, you're talking about the new one, the one for now, or the one from?
The one from Keystone.
Oh, from Keystone. Oh, no, I don't have that.
You don't have. Okay, let me pull that up for you so I can give it to you, because the phone.
That's what I kept asking them for, and they just would not give it to me for nothing.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. They avoided that. I don't know why.
Oh, wow. No, I'm going to give that to you. You definitely should
Thank
have
you.
Their phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just pulling it up now. Okay, I got the phone number. Tell me when you're ready
mm-hmm.
to take it.
I'm ready.
215.
Oh, Lord, this pen. Just when I got ready to pin one. Okay, 215. Mm-hmm.
532.
Mm-hmm. 2882. Okay, gotcha.
Yes. So when you call them, so you'll want to tell them about, you know, about getting more hours, and also tell them that for now you want to switch to Family First Care.
Okay.
So that way they can, you know, put the change into effect.
Okay. Oh, but the lady that I talked to just a few minutes ago told me that my sister could still clock in and out until the change was done. Do you think I should wait until my brother put in the application, or do you think I should?
Yes. So what I would say is they would need to confirm with you about the switch. So I would say maybe just call them, tell them you don't want to switch yet. You want to wait
okay.
for the aid to be active, but you want them just to have it in there, just so
okay, okay.
You know, they have the switch there. So just tell them they shouldn't put it in effect yet. You want to wait, and you let them know when you want to actually do it. But first, they should have it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
and tell them about it.
Yeah, and I don't.
Right.
I don't want your services to be interrupted.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So so let's be in touch then. Okay, and we'll work
okay,
on
so,
your brother's paperwork then.
Okay, so what's your name again?
My name is Ruth.
Oh, Ruth. Oh, that's right. And do I give my brother your number?
Yes, you can give him my number.
Okay, what's your number again?
267.
Mm-hmm.
551.
Mm-hmm.
7426.
7426. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just thinking
is it
now,
any,
how about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Is it any kind of way that he can come and fill out an application, or you rather send it to him?
So we can do either way. I would say it's probably easier to do it online.
Oh, online, okay, he can go online.
Yeah, he can just do it online. It's very simple, very easy.
Oh, yeah. But he would have to, my sister got the shot. He didn't get the shot yet, so he would have to get set up like that kind of way.
Yeah, we can set it up for him. That's not a problem. We're going to call him and go through the application process and, you know, get everything done.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
so
I'm just thinking, yes.
What kind of time frame would you think it could be switched over, weeks or like a week or two?
No, it can be even less than that. I mean, really, I would say it depends on
the
aid.
Okay,
really
thank you so
age
much.
When they get everything done. I mean, some aides do it in one day all.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If he needs a shot, so he can probably get it done tomorrow or the day after if we schedule him
okay.
for it. And then the
okay.
rest is just, you know, he can do it within
just paperwork.
An hour. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And then he could be the one switched over? It'll start with you guys? Oh, thank you so much, because He's about to, he needed something for it to help him with his house and stuff. See, my sister, worked already for billionaires. They're not even millionaires. And she was just going to help me come on and help me so I can eat better because she's a dietitian. She cooks for them and do everything. But quite naturally, nobody's going to give up their billionaire money to come in. So my brother's just a basic person that just needs a second income because he has a part-time job. So this one would be part-time, too, so that would help him with his children. Okay, all right, I'm going to give him this information. Are you going to call him today, or do you want him to call you today?
So let's see what time.
I don't know how early or not that you would want to set this up.
Yeah, no, I am going to call him today. I'm going
to
get everything, and talk to him about it. Yeah, when we get off the phone. I'm just thinking another thing. How about we call the service coordinator together now? So just so we can confirm the agency switch and let them know that they shouldn't do it yet. Do you want me to try now so we can talk to them?
To the coordinator of the new people?
Of the Keystone, the insurance.
Oh, yes. I would like you to talk to them.
Okay, so hold on a minute while I connect them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they didn't answer the phone now, so I'm going to try again later, and maybe you try as well, just so they have it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do you have the number to the office that I need to call? Because I've been trying to call Keystone, and one time when I called, they said they don't have me on file.
That's weird. No, the phone number that I just gave you, the 215-532, that one, that's the one for Keystone. That's the direct phone number for your service coordinator at Keystone.
Oh, okay. You gave me the number of it. It was 215-532?
Yes, that's the one.
532-28882?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much. So you'll be in contact with me or my brother?
So I'm going to be in contact with both of you. Okay, so I'm going
to Okay, so you're the coordinator? Okay, you're the one that's going to be set. Okay, all right, then. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
My pleasure. All
right,
then.
Okay, all right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.